Last week, the FBI's Albany field office opened its doors to local reporters in an effort to shine a light on what the agency does in the region. The somewhat imposing-looking McCarty Avenue building is just up the hill from Albany's south end. Unless you noticed the placard at the main gate, you wouldn't realize you were driving past the FBI's Albany field office. Inviting reporters to the facility is part of a new public relations outreach. Special Agent in Charge James Hendricks says it's important to establish a link with the public through the media.
First of all, we do a lot of great work out of this office. Amazing men and women who work here. And every day, there's cases that are being investigated that stretch all throughout the area of responsibility. And we just want to do more to highlight that great work and for the public to know what impact the FBI is having in their community.
He says the FBI has working relationships with area law enforcement agencies that come into play during criminal investigations when federal and state violations overlap.
There are times when the local agency will pick up the phone and call us, and there are times where we're scouring the media and we'll see something and we'll call that agency. Of course, working very closely with the U.S. Attorney's Office to get their opinion and authorization.
Some observers say the FBI has a tarnished image after President Donald Trump clashed with former FBI Director James Comey. The president fired Comey in 2017.
It doesn't impact us at all because the work that we do here every day, we're committed to the community, to fighting crime. Director Ray has asked us to just keep our heads down and keep working hard, and that's what we do here.
Christopher Ray took over the FBI after Comey's firing. Hendricks says part of what the FBI does involves talking to people face-to-face, whether investigating a crime, gathering evidence, or just getting to know residents.
I would like for them to know that, hey, we're just like them. We're human beings. We're members of this community just like they are. And if they have the opportunity to engage with an FBI employee, they would see that and realize what kind, caring, professional individuals we are.
Incidents of average citizens interacting with agents often involve questions about employment, and Hendricks notes people do approach the FBI about getting hired on as informants.
Confidential human sources, they are really important to the FBI, but we work them very carefully with very strict guidelines from the Attorney General and with the U.S. Attorney's Office. So it's very important to have that information. That's how we make cases, by individuals wanting and willing to provide information.
Hendricks adds the roster of Albany-based FBI employees is a good mix of folks, some with local ties and others from around the country. He says the agency is looking to increase recruitment by hiring 900 people nationwide and believes those in the capital region have what it takes to be good quality applicants.
I want to make sure that the folks in this region realize what a great career it is and that they should come to our Ask an Agent event on December 6th. This would be a great opportunity to sit down with an agent where maybe they wouldn't have that opportunity before and ask the questions.
Dave Lucas, WAMC News.